This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you, and I appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. Hey, after the first break, Deontay Johnson is going to join me. He's the president of the Black Conservative Federation. We're going to touch a little bit on the black approval rating for President Trump. What is that all about? Does that make any sense? Don't they hate him? That's what I keep hearing. I keep hearing minorities and women hate him. Right? Who do they like? And why would they hate Donald Trump? He wants to send people to help him. Deontay's going to talk to me about the Chicago slaughterhouse. And it truly is a slaughterhouse, but not for meat, for humans. And specifically, you really want to get on it? Black humans. Come on, let that sink in for a second. Why is it? I know, here we go, right? Why is it, though, that we can have 20, 30, 40 people shot over the weekend? We can have black people being killed over the weekend in Chicago. And I say to you that ultimately it's acceptable. It's obviously acceptable. And I say that, I have my reasons for saying that. I want you to think about something. Where's Sharpton Jackson and Obama? Where's little David Hoag? Is that name Hogg or something, whatever? Where is he? Shouldn't you be there, like, going, oh, my God, look at all these kids. A three-year-old was shot. I wasn't going to go down this road. I don't know how I ended up here. Three-year-old kid's been shot. Where is all, come on, why aren't they wailing in the streets? Why aren't the other teenagers in the streets? Because they don't care. It's Chicago. I mean, Rahm Emanuel said the problem we have is too many criminals. God forbid, put some more cops on the street. Did Michael Cohen just throw our president under the bus? I say no, not at all. Really do. I mean, look, Cohen said, Cohen pleads, listen carefully, because Cohen. Michael Cohen pleads guilty. He says Trump told him to pay off the women. Now, think about all the charges that were up on Trump. And the thing that still bothers me about this, I mean, up on Cohen. Here they did. They went into this guy's house in the middle of the morning while he was in the shower. They could have knocked on his door. They could have told him they were going to come down. There's so many things they could have done, but they had to make an impact, right? And what did they do with Mrs. Clinton? They made appointments. They signed non-disclosure agreements. They couldn't take notes. No double standard. So Michael Cohen told the federal judge that Donald Trump directed him to buy the silence of two women who said they had affairs with the future president. He wanted to keep them quiet, keep their claims from swaying the 2016 presidential election. They must have been the Russian women, huh? I'm still looking for the Russian collusion here. Even with everything that went down today, right, with Cohen, and Manafort, still no Russian collusion. Which is how this whole thing started. Where's the rush? Yeah, I'm doing it because they're doing it. I mean, really, seriously. The other stations, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, you know, all of them, they're all like they just found a brand new girlfriend. They're so excited. And I always like to say this to people. So you're telling me that your guy, your person, I mean, the last administration, they did absolutely nothing wrong. That's what you're saying. Right? They never did these things. Because you always look the other way. You never. Nothing. The stunning admission by Mr. Cohen, Mr. Trump's former lawyer, directed and implicated the president in a federal crime, alleging that Mr. Trump was actively involved in the decision to try to bury the women's stories. Mr. Cohen's plea escalates pressure on a president. He's already seen other associates charged with felonies, but none of these felonies were aimed at the president, were they? Now, if Cohen's as sleazy as because you know that's what they say. So, now think about this: the prosecutor's mad. He's a bad man. He's dirty. He's disgusting. He's not trustworthy. But he says the president told him to do it. You know what I'm saying? So here's a guy who'll do anything for money, do anything for himself. He's so into himself. This is what the prosecution's saying, right? We have to get this bad guy off the street. We have to nail him. Oh, and by the way, he implicated the president. Why do we trust it? Why do we believe that? Why should we believe it? How do you know the president didn't say to them, hey, make this thing go away? Right? I always get a kick out of this. Again, it drives me out of my mind. They are looking for any little thing. So just wrap it up. You got Mr. Cohen, who is painted by the prosecution as an untrustworthy, vengeful man, right? One who is corrupt and nasty, who lies, but we're supposed to believe that what he says about the president is 100% true. Isn't that cool? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, right, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all those wonderful things that the left would have you believe is just terrible, just nasty, just disgusting. Right? And you should be afraid of. I'm going to ask Deontay about this when he comes back. There's a little state of emergency, Caldwell says. Trump must step in to help Chicago. Okay? This is coming from from Gianno Caldwell. He's the chief of police there. Why isn't the mayor asking for help? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba
beat. You're listening Real Tide on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the solution, too. Don't just ramble. That's my job. Be part of the solution. Anyway, Deontay Johnson joins me, president of the Black Conservative Federation. Deontay, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
Well, Joe, it's always a pleasure to be on. I love your show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, listen, I know that you're in D.C. right now. I'm sure I asked you earlier, almost joking. I said, what's the temperature like? But what I really mean is, what is the temperature like in D.C. as far as are the Republicans going to do well? Is the feeling that they're going to do well in the midterms, or is the feeling like they're done?
Well, I think we're going to do great. I'm a Republican, so I can speak as a Republican. We're going to do great. I think that we just have to push it like never before. We have to promote what the president has done with this, what has happened since 2017, which actually formed, what has happened with, you know, all of the things within the economic structure, but what happens with African-American unemployment rates, women unemployment rates, Latino unemployment rate, and also youth unemployment rate. And those are the things that we have to talk about. We have to talk about how America is constantly winning, and that's what's going to help us win.
Well, listen, I'm with you, and I don't know how you get the message out, because I'm really getting a kick out of the fact that you've got black unemployment rate, youth unemployment rate at all-time lows, right? You're having more food, more money coming through the average home than ever before, and the approval rate among the black community towards President Trump is starting to go up, and fairly consistently, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, the approval rating is, well, that's one thing about it is, so just released this weekend that the approval rating is at a high. Blacks are really supporting the president and is really happy for what he's doing.
Oh, and again, remember, no president has had this kind of approval rating. Well, Reagan did, but no president has had this kind of approval rating for minorities, from blacks, from, you know, he's just winning. I hate to use that term, even though it's the right term. He's winning all the way around. You think the black community is starting to realize that the Democrats were never really in their corner? The Democrats were really never caring about what they wanted for their kids, for their lives?
Well, you know, the thing about it is this. I'll say this. The Democratic, I'm not going to say that the approval rating was higher, is higher than Obama's, because obviously he was the first black president.
Yeah. But when I say it's high, I mean it's high among I should have said that. Republican presidents, yes.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. But my point, back to the black community finally started to turn around and go, wait a minute, the Dems haven't done for us what they said they were going to do. The Dems haven't been trying as hard as they can. And the proof is, here you have a president in a very relatively short period of time. Again, he's turned around the unemployment rate for young blacks. He's turned around the unemployment rate for Hispanics. There's more food going on the table in the African-American home than Hispanic. Look, at in every home, really. But they have made this case that Republicans hate the minority community, and Trump especially, correct?
Yes, and that's the case that has been made time and time again, and that's the case that helps them win and keeps the majority and helps them keep the support. But that's not the case. When, like I told you, when we look at what happens with tax reform, we look at what happens with the approval of people getting more money back and people being able to, the paycheck president, as they say, that's what's going to help. That's what's going to help sell.
Now, in your hometown of this just floors me, Deontay. It just makes me crazy. In your hometown, home state of Chicago, the chief of police there, he says, you know, Trump has to step in to help us. There were 58 more people shot this weekend, 6 more people killed. My God, where's David Hogg? Where's all those people that find it disgusting and terrible when young people are losing their lives? There was a 3-year-old that was shot, and point blank. Now you've got, you know, the so-called chief of police. He's, come on, help us. Come here and help us. And who's stopping them? You've got Rahm Emanuel, doesn't want to help. We can do it on our own. This is nuts, right?
Yes, and that's the thing about it. That is the thing, is that when you have a president and when you have a federal government that is willing to help, you don't turn down that help, no matter what that help may be, because the thing about it is the people in Chicago are hurting. People in Chicago don't feel safe, but also people in Chicago don't know whether, you know, this youth in Chicago don't know whether they're going to be able to see their 18th birthday, and that's how you know there's a problem. When I talk to family members in Chicago and they say that I'm afraid to even carry groceries into the house because I don't know if I'm going to be into a shooting or be in the midst of a shooting or be robbed or whatever, that's a problem. That's a problem. That's an American problem. We go across the country and we worry about everything else that's happening in every other country, but when it comes time for one of our cities that is crying for desperate help, we turn our back.
back on it. But also you have a mayor who doesn't care. He doesn't care about the people of Chicago. If he cared about the people of Chicago, he'd be trying to get help from all different types of ways. He'll be releasing the National Guard to help protect the people of Chicago.
Look, if one of my children needed help, okay, I wouldn't care what color you were, where you came from, what country you came from, tall, short, fat, it wouldn't make a difference. I want help. I want you to fix it. And again, I know we're beating this to death, but I do. The Dems run that city. The liberals run that city. Why is it so out of control? You can't blame the Republicans for this. You can't blame conservatives for this. And the point here is that it shouldn't be a political thing, but they make it one. It is political when you won't allow, as you say, the President of the United States to send help to make a change, make a difference. I will never understand this.
Well, like I told people, Joe, is that this is not a Democrat issue. This is not a Republican issue. This is an American issue. We have Americans that are hurting. Parents that have lost two kids to gun violence don't care about the Democrat Party, nor do they care about the Republican Party. They want to know that the government is going to take care of them. They want to know that the government is going to make sure that this not happens to anyone else and that they don't have to go through this again. That's what these people care about. They don't care about the strategy. They don't care about the election. They care about that their family is taken care of.
Yeah, I agree with you. Most parents want to know that their kid's going to have the ability to get a job, go to school if they choose to. You know, again, the Democrats have nothing coming up in November. What are they going to rail against? Well, how are they going to get the black and Hispanic communities to come to their side when, frankly, they have flourished under this racist President Trump? You know, it's amazing to me. I get the biggest giggle out of it, really, seriously. On the other side of the break, let's talk a little bit more about Omarosa. I mean, she came out swinging with the book. Before the book, he was a god. He was a great guy. He wasn't a racist. It is. It's a giggle.
Unhinged is what I'm going to tell you.
Well, it's not the name of the book. It's the name of her brain. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. More with Deontay Johnson after the break. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
two of President Trump's associates faced guilty verdicts in court, and the president is blasting the charges brought against his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, and former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort. They stem from the special counsel investigation.
It doesn't involve me, but I still feel, it's a very sad thing that happened. This has nothing to do with Russian collusion. This started as Russian collusion. This has absolutely nothing to do. This is a witch hunt, and it's a disgrace.
Michael Cohen pleaded guilty to making improper campaign contributions in the form of hush money to two women who claimed to have affairs with the president. He said he coordinated the 2016 payment with candidate Donald Trump. Porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy playmate Karen McDougal say they had affairs with Trump, which he denies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I do appreciate your time with me on the air in the chat room. Send me your email address, joe@therealside.com. And the way you send it to me is you got to go to the website. When you go to the website, there's a thing up at the top right-hand corner for the newsletter, a box. That's the word I was looking for. There's a box up at the top right-hand corner. Give me your email address. I send it out once a week. Once a lousy week, so I don't inundate you with emails like some people do. I wouldn't do that to you. I don't like it when they do it to me. I may even, block myself at times because I see it too much. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Deontay Johnson joins me, president of the Black Conservative Federation. And always, I met this young man, CPAC, like 4 or 5 years ago. And I just enjoyed so much what they were doing and what they were talking about and their presence there and how they held themselves. Deontay, always a pleasure to have you with me.
I'm always glad to be on. Always glad to be on.
I appreciate that. All right, so listen, let's get to Omarosa. I mean, she was in love with this president. She thought he was God's gift to human society at one point, and now he's the plague of America. What happened?
Well, Maya Angelou said it best. When someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. Because Omarosa is the definition of mess, unhinged, and ridiculous. This whole thing is just, it's just her trying to sell her book. It's just her trying to get some attention. It's just her trying to become relevant again. And I gotta tell the people at home that are listening, I gotta tell them this. Omarosa says that there aren't any blacks in the West Wing since she's been gone. Listen, Omarosa was never in the West Wing. She never had an office in the West Wing. So there wasn't any blacks in the West Wing when she was there. So she should have fought for it while she was there. But also, if the president was so racist, how did you stay there? Why would you stay there? That, now, I'm not even questioning the president right now. I'm questioning you and your dedication to the black community, because that means you just sold yourself to the black community. But also, you sold yourself to a racist, supposedly, but you also sold yourself because you didn't care about the black community, you cared about the dollar.
Oh, this is like the Me Too thing I always say. If you're there and you know this person is wrong, you know this person is bad, you don't do anything to call them out, then shame on you. And you're right. You know, think about this. She got in there. She got her book. And think about how honest and truthworthy she was. She recorded conversations they had in areas which she wasn't supposed to record. She signed non-disclosure agreements. She, you know, do you know what I'm saying? She's so trustworthy that she couldn't be trusted, and now we're supposed to believe her.
I'm going to tell you this. I don't know if I should say this on air, but I would trust someone who is on drugs with my bank card with the PIN number before I trust Omarosa.
Wow. Okay. That's
how much trust I have for her.
That says a mouthful. I got it. You know. Yeah.
The thing about it is, when you go recording people, when you go doing all this, there's just no trust, and no one can begin to trust you. I don't see why people are still calling her their friend.
Well, remember something. When he was, and this seems to go for many in the black community, when she was calling him her friend, when she was there, you know, supposedly doing good work and all that other fun stuff, the left hated her. She thought that she was Satan's sister. And now that she's turned on the president, all she had to do was say one minor thing bad about him, and she's become the left's little darling now, hasn't she?
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. The left, they love drama. They love drama. She's giving it to them. She's that reality show host. She's a reality show star, and that's what she wants. She never was a Republican. She never was a black Republican. She never supported the Republican Party. She never supported the movement. If she actually did, she wouldn't be doing this before the midterms. But also, the thing about it is she just doesn't have any loyal. She is very disloyal. She was in the Clinton White House, and she was disloyal then.
Yep.
You know, she was with Al Gore. She was disloyal then. She was on The Celebrity Apprentice. She was disloyal then. Omarosa is very disloyal. That's just her characteristics.
She never stopped. No, you're exactly right. She's never stopped. This has been a constant for her. And you look down. Look, who was it? Piers Morgan, a couple weeks ago, he came out and he said, look, she offered him sex to make sure that she won the competition. I'm thinking, oh, sweet Jesus. I wouldn't go near her at that point. Because if she's offered it to me, she's offered it to 211 other people.
Yeah. She's an opportunist.
Yeah.
She's an opportunist, and she's going wherever there's opportunities. And so with that, that's just her. That's, you know, as Republican Party, they have to make sure they're doing the best job on making sure that before you start bringing these people into the party, before you start bringing people, let's make sure they're loyal. There are so many people who are in this administration alone who are doing great things, who are making sure that great things are happening, who are, from the Department of Energy to Peace Corps to, you know, you have Jerron K. Smith in the White House. You have, you know, Gina Barr and Camilla Prince at the RNC. You have people who are actually caring, who are actually very loyal to this administration, very loyal to this party, and they care. They care. But then you have somebody like her who wanted to block everybody from being involved.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. You see these people that come on, they want their 15, well, actually, they want their 15 days of fame, not their 15 minutes of fame or whatever it is. And a lot of those that are coming out of the White House, you know, they say the White House is in disarray, but, you know, here's a guy who tries to keep people loyal. I want people that are loyal around me, too. I can train them to do their jobs at times, as long as they're loyal to begin with, and that's what he's looking for, is loyalty. These people are users. Most of the people he's had around him are nothing more than users for the occasion, for the situation. And what have you. I really feel bad for them, to a big degree. Hey, Deontay, tell people where they can, you know, help your organization. First, tell them about your organization, and then tell them how they can help you out financially and with other resources.
So, yeah, we're the Black Conservative Federation. Our goal is to increase the Black Conservative movement, create loyal Black conservatives in the movement, and help get conservatives elected and to help build the party. We are focused on economic stability, educational advancement, and community involvement. We welcome all races, anyone who is interested in growing the Black community, growing the Black conservative community. You can visit us at BCFConservatives, which is plural.com. You can email us if you want to get involved. We're currently building state directors all around around this great nation to really build and really get things done. You can email us at info@bcfconservatives.com. Once again, that's info@bcfconservatives.com. If you want to donate, you could also visit us on Facebook by keying in Black Conservative Federation. We're all around. We're pushing for the message. We're supporting the president. We're supporting the party. We're supporting our 2018 midterms and really getting people elected. We got John James in Michigan, and we have some great candidates all around this country.
Yeah, we do. We do have some great candidates, and it's good that you're out there. I keep telling people, it is still a grassroots scenario. You got to be out there. You got to be pounding pavement, reaching out to people. That's the only way you're going to get your message out. Again, Deontay, thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me on.
Yep, have a great day. That was Deontay Johnson, president of the Black Conservative Federation. Now, look, when I saw the young men that were there at CPAC, they were all over the place. You know, I don't want to say they were marching. That sounds weird. But they were all over the place, okay? And they were getting their message out everywhere. There was no place that you didn't see these guys. And they had signs that said, Blacks for Trump. And, you know, there were people there who thought we were just, you know, they're just playing this guy. They want us to believe that there are Blacks for Trump. No, there are Blacks for Trumps. Guess what? There's Hispanics for Trumps. There's Latinas for Trumps. There's Latinos for Trumps. There's transgenders for Trumps. I mean, seriously. Here's the deal. It doesn't matter what color you are, what size you are, what sexual orientation you are. When somebody's doing the right thing, when somebody's helping you succeed, when somebody's helping you move further forward to success, what do you care what color they are? My joke was when you're drowning and an arm reaches out to grab you, are you looking for a feminine arm, a masculine arm? Are you looking for a black arm, a white arm, maybe a yellow arm or a brown arm? What are you looking for? What am I looking for? I'm looking for an arm with enough fingers to grab my hand and pull me out of there. That's all I care about. It's really, for me, that simple. Okay, Paul Manafort. Back to him. I know. But, you know, in Manafort's trial, right, was it a test for Mueller? And what do we really know about the case? What do we really know about what took place? I mean, if you think about it, these guys are picked up for lying to the FBI and tax evasion. What has that got to do with Donald J. Trump, the president of these United States? I don't think either one of those has anything to do with collusion, and I definitely can tell you they don't have anything to do with Russia. Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Sight. Don't go far.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Please answer the question.
Chucky. I'm Joe with your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, one of the things I love to do in a show, I love to do crazy stories. I mean, just nuts all, just schizoid stories. Look them up. They're real words. And, so, you know, somebody asked me the other day, you seem to have gotten away some of your original foundation for this show. I don't know if that's true. You know, originally when I started the show, one of the things I wanted people to do was think. And if you've been with the show any length of time, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. I always said to you, look, don't be a Democrat because Grandma was one. Don't be a Republican because Grandma was one. Don't be a Christian because Grandma was one, or a Jew, or whatever. Be able to explain yourself, and not that you have to explain yourself to me, but, my God, you sound like a moron if everything you do is just because somebody else did it, or it's a party line, or whatever. You know, how many of us, I mean, God bless our parents. How many things you do today because your mom and dad told you some whack story as to why it was good for you and not good for you or what it would do for you, you know? Like if you cross your eyes, it would stay like that. How many of your eyes have stayed like that? Because I used to do it all the time just to make the kids crazy.
That's what happened.
There's the problem. There you go. Right? And it's just, it's always, always interesting to me, always amazing to me. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, there's been a major problem in the cookie world today. And, you know, and again, it's all because of PETA. Remember PETA? They need to go away. Really, seriously, they're causing me personal problems now. PETA has taken credit now for releasing caged animals from crackers. That's right. We cannot think. I want you to think about this. We cannot have animals, my cookies, in a cage anymore. Apparently, it makes other animals who might see it feel bad. These people are whacked. The folks in charge of Nabisco have decided to set free the lion, the gorilla, the giraffe, and the zebra, announcing they'll no longer sell their beloved animal crackers in boxes that look like cages. The cookie company's decision brings to an end the packaging design that dates back 116 years. Gotta change it, right? See this? You see what these nut jobs are doing across the country? Everything that they decide they're uncomfortable with has to change. Everything. What we believe, what we find to be true and wholesome and real, doesn't matter to them. They don't care. And I hate to tell some of you this, but animals are not people too. Okay? Come on, seriously. You know, they talk about the equality in the animal world and the human world and all this other stuff. Have you ever seen animals truly in the wild? I'm not talking about the zoo. I know for some of you, you think the zoo is in the wild. It's not in the wild. But when you see these, let me tell you what. At the watering hole, if the lions show up or the tigers show up at the watering hole, right? You're not seeing the wildebeest helping out the person having the hardest time, right? Usually he's left behind. He's kind of like the bait for the rest of them. They're not dealing with equality. They're animals. So get over yourselves. You can blame the politically correct makeover on people for the ethical treatment of... Yeah, that's right, PETA. They've been badgering Nabisco for more than 2 years about the packaging. I mean, what is somebody go to a store from one of these groups and go, hey, I'd like some of those crack... Oh, not touching that. Look at what that does. Look at what that is showing. I don't know if they know it, but they're cookies. They're not real. The anti-meat crowd is unaware that animals featured on the package are not real. They're cookies. Nevertheless, they are, like, celebrating the news. Right? Almost like it's a true end to abortion for these people. Really, it's got the same kind of thing going on with them. Anyhow, I just thought it was... it's just funny. I mean, what happens when you catch a little kid? What if they get a picture of a little kid biting the head off a giraffe? You know, that goes viral. What are they going to do, show up at his house and be nasty to him? Right? I mean, think about it. You see this on Facebook all the time. They put up pictures of animals being killed. Seriously. It's just amazing to me. And it never stops. Conservative millennial Ally Stuckey has a message for American men. Listen, I am 100% in agreement with her. Be a man! That's her message. Be masculine. Right, she was on a radio show this week, Tuesday, I guess it was, to discuss her recent video on toxic masculinity. Stuckey called out the feminist left for demonizing all men as part of the Me Too movement and painting all men as complicit. See, this is what the left does all the time, the way they paint. And you know, when I'm talking about this stuff, I'm always talking about the, like, crazy left and the crazy right. But it is true. You know, they paint us all with a broad brush, but we can't paint them with a brush. God forbid. That's why my book is perfect for this. Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those labels were given to me by the left to lock in on what they believe to be truth about me. But they say they hate labels. She goes on to say that, I just wanted to draw attention to the positive effects that good, responsible masculinity has made throughout the ages. Stucky, you know, was talking about her video, which is, I don't know, it's been seen over 4 million times. She said, we know as Christians, Stucky said, that the reason that there are bad things in society, you know, pain, sorrow, betrayal, abuse, all that stuff, but it exists in both sides. You know, it's really funny how the feminists screaming about how bad men are think that women have a right to be nasty towards men. They'll tell you that because of everything they put up with. But we both know it's not true. Because I'm saying, just like I would, you know, I hate when it does this. I hate when I do this. I get so excited about these stories because they drive a point home. Now, this is a young lady telling this story. This is a young lady asking men to be men. They will bombard her. They will rip her apart for not being feminist enough. Now, both of our girls are feminine, and they're strong. Oof, they're strong. I got battle scars to prove it.
And gray hair.
And gray. Yes, my hair was jet black. Anyway, just like, you raise your daughter to be strong and responsible, young women, right? You want them to be unique in their own way. You want them to find themselves in that light, but you want them to be strong. I want them to be able to raise, you know, boys in a way that allow them to use their masculinity for good. There is no gender neutrality. It's not real. You're either a Y-er or an X-er, right? There's no in-between. Now, PragerU is a nonprofit organization that was founded by talk show host Dennis Prager. And they're great. I mean, some of you have probably grabbed one here and there. You've seen it go flying by on Facebook. But go actually look at them. Go look at the series they have. They're three. Look, if you can't sit down and watch one of these videos for 5 minutes, you need some serious psychiatric help. 5 minutes. That's it. And again, we have got to get one of the groups that I work with, one of the groups I was working with, is helping boys become men, helping men be men, teaching them how to be fathers, husbands, leaders in the community. How do you treat your wives, your kids, your daughters? We've lost that because we've been so pushed into the corner. We've been so pushed into believing that so bad. You don't want to teach a girl to be a girl. You don't want to teach a boy to be a boy. You don't want them to be taught to be treated differently. No, you do. Because we are different. There is a big difference between us. And you know what? Personally, I like those differences. And I'm sure there's a lot of other people that do too. And most of the women I know and talk to, most of the guys I talk to, they like the differences too. And they're fine with what they have. It just never stops. The silliness just never stops. Chuck Schumer suggests that Kavanaugh's lying about the time in the White House. Right? I mean, Kavanaugh's a big liar. That's all. You know why? Because he was appointed by Trump. Nominated by Trump. These guys were never. You like that, Boston? Never. They're never going to get past this. They're never going to get past anything to do with Trump. It's really going to hurt them. Matter of fact, if they keep it up, they're going to be sicker than the dog. Because hate does that to you. Hate makes you sick. Also coming up in the next hour, you know, we've got a video that we're going to play. You know, millennials say that America was never that great to begin with. Isn't that cool? We've got to go down that road. Cuomo is spreading his disease. And it's really funny because half these kids don't have a clue as to what American exceptionalism really means. They've been listening to Obama all that time. You know, I got to get this. There was this young Jewish lady who just came back from Israel recently. And I really had, she's a millennial, I had such a pleasant conversation with her. And we probably weren't on the same page with about 30-35% of what we were talking about. But to hear her perspective on why, well, for all intents and purposes, they put up with anti-Semitism. As young people on college campuses, young Jewish people on college campuses. Just amazing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Head up to the website, realside.com. Give me your email address. Go get yourself a cup of coffee. Come back and turn it back on. That's right. We'll be here. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.